Pickaxe.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
There. Wow. Bombastic intro. Yeah. There. Thank you very much. Jumpy. To our Fingal creator. Who is it, Ross Hornby?
The Fingal creator today is Tobias Robertson, or Kandai.
I was going to say, it says something different.
It says Kandai here, that's, but it's given them both names.
Stage name. Yeah. Music name. Thank you very much for that, Fingal, and welcome to the podcast, episode 137, with your delightful hosts, Chris Trott.
Ross Hornby.
Alex Smith, that's me.
And that was nice. Said by the actual voice of the person's
that's
name.
That's actually course, the, yeah. those that's people's crazy. Voices. You can then, if you can tell Ross and I apart, congratulations.
Is that an issue? Still?
That's all. Well, yeah, I mean, like that's the main issue.
If
right
they're
here.
At 137, that's, again, we've been through this. If people are starting here,
should we number our podcasts? Fine. I don't know if we should.
We.
I like to. I think just, it's good.
It's there.
I mean, I can see why you wouldn't. But
yeah, but it's
at
more
this because point,
someone might be like, well, what number am I on? Because the names are so...
That's the problem.
As in like...
That's the problem with the podcast platform, not showing you what episode you should be on.
Oh, Christ. You think the podcast platform is bad? You should see the Tesla interface for podcasts. Then you're really confused. Like, it's awful. Honestly, the Spotify really? Spotify on Tesla, awful.
What the hell?
I just feel like I need to do some, you know, disservice to Elon to sort of say...
Yeah.
You've already given him
Teslas
money,
aren't so. Cool anymore.
No, I know.
I'm gonna
I know,
say
I mean... They're everywhere. They've been the most popular car for like 3 years running, so
yeah,
they're just
they're
all
boring.
Over the fucking place. They're like a Ford Focus.
And all the autopilot shit, overpromised.
Overpromised, yes. The charging network is the only real reason nowadays.
I was like, summon your car.
Can't.
You couldn't do that.
Why is that?
Like, I thought
it
that was
really
a feature.
It doesn't really work
now.
Anywhere on private, on public land in the UK, it's pretty much illegal. The only thing you can do is roll the car in and out of parking spaces. And even then, it gets a bit skittish.
That's scary, isn't it? It might just start like, jolting.
Yeah.
Oh, not as scary as the times that it occasionally breaks really hard on the motorway when the autopilot's on.
Oh my
because
God.
It gets confused at what a shadow in a road is and thinks it's a stopping car and then hammers the brakes on. That happened once or twice on my drive back from Germany.
Does that wake you up?
That's scary.
Yeah, it keeps you focused. Yeah.
Just trying to drift yeah. off and the car keeps breaking.
Yeah.
That's like, yeah. Like, it requires trust, a lot of trust
yeah.
to have.
Do you trust
and I mean,
the car
it
being
hasn't,
able to
it hasn't
make
crashed
moves
yet.
For you?
And I still think, you know, they are reasonably safe cars. It's not that I'm saying
is
they're
overly
unsafe.
Cautious?
I'm saying that there are still pretty, like, major like challenges to overcome. You
yeah.
know, like it, like you say, it's overpromised. It's ridiculous, yeah. a lot of it. Like, but, like, the charging infrastructure is still a reason to get one.
Well, anyone can go on the supercharger network now.
Yes, but they have a much limited selection, I found out, of superchargers. So you can't use all of them. It's only, like, the shittier ones, basically, that you can use.
They can try. And stop me.
They can because it's quite clever how they sort of remotely activate their Tesla charging points. I know. Yeah, I know that look on your face. It's one of
I was frowning if you're listening to this. Frowning.
Yeah.
Fucking Tesla.
Anyway,
I've already gone off him. I might cancel my pre-order for my Cybertruck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should do
that'll show him.
That'll fucking show him.
I'm not going to get it. Anyway, let's move on to our hypotheticals. As voted on by all of our supporters, not just Patreon, but you can sign up to Patreon if you like. However, I put all these polls in our Discord now. And if you're a member on YouTube, or you're a Twitch subscriber, or a Patreon member, you can access our little Scrubscriber channel where I put the poll up. So I don't actually know who won. Let me have a quick look.
You don't know who won.
It changes so dynamically. So this is going to be an up-to-the-minute winner.
Okay.
How many are there? Number three, Ross, is number one.
This one is from Cobalt NP, and it says here, you can steal one thing from anywhere in 10 Downing Street. You won't be caught or implicated, but they can notice that it's missing. What do you steal? So you won't be caught or implicated, but they can notice that it's missing.
No, it's missing, but not on you. They didn't pin it on you.
Surveillance tapes, so you can Matt Hancock every single one of Boris Johnson's cabinet.
I feel like they're just releasing those themselves, right?
Well, weaponized, maybe.
The opposition is leaking it to the press. Yeah.
Do you have documents about aliens in there?
I doubt it. I mean, they might, but like, it's not going to be like GCHQ or somewhere like that, which is a completely different compound. I mean, obviously, it's all going to be largely digital as well, so you might be able to access it from there. But no, you're not going to find, like, look at these files. Look at these Polaroids of a dead alien with Boris Johnson's face and his thumbs up next to it.
What's in there? What's in...
Just a bunch of offices for managing the Prime Minister's, like, day-to-day.
It would be boring, and you'd have to be... It'd have to be a targeted thing. You'd have to, like, really want to...
Like, stealing a PC, specific. Like Boris Johnson's PC or something, or Rishi Sunak's PC... would be interesting, wouldn't
it? But again, it probably works on like a domain system.
Intranet.
So like, yeah, it doesn't probably store things locally. It might, but they'll be like just like
they
badly saved receipts and stuff like that.
They've got quite a few boomers in there that don't know how to use these systems. And they're saving it on their USB stick or something.
Probably some good paintings in there that you could nick.
I was thinking of like trolling, so like taking the 10 off the door.
And calling it number zero.
Or the knocker or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Or getting rid of that mic on that pedestal they bring out to the front. And they're like, oh, for fuck's sakes.
Just a little perturbed.
Just a little annoying.
Try to get shot by armed police to be annoying.
That's not going to be implicated on me. That's in the question.
It's not. Question. Yeah, no, he's fine.
You
he's
walk
fine
out the front
I'll
door.
I'll take the fucking door.
You take the whole door and
the door's going to go missing.
Nobody saw. That'd be a sick Met police would have even more questions. You know, they've already got enough recently.
Imagine just Downing Street's door's gone missing.
Uh-oh. How did this happen? David Blaine.
I don't really know what I would take. I don't know what I'd want.
Rishi's underwear. So he's got no underwear.
Yeah.
Only used, not washed.
Oh, yes. That's a billionaire's underwear. They probably don't smell of arse.
What's her name that was in EastEnders that did a... This is a moment.
Martine
McCutcheon.
Yeah.
Does she work there?
No, that's Love Actually.
Is that in Love Actually?
That's Love Actually.
She doesn't work there?
No. That's in Love Actually, yeah.
Fuck.
Which made being the UK Prime Minister just, like, really fun. Because, like, you know, who was it who played him?
That was fucking,
Hugh
what's
Grant.
His name?
Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
Charmingly befuddled.
Mm.
I do like Hugh Grant, I will say. But, like,
Have you seen him recently? Like, doing the D&D press tours and stuff?
Yeah. No.
He's such a grumpy old man.
Is he?
Like, and he leans into it as well. He's like, I don't care that I'm here. What was your fucking question?
I think, I don't give a shit. That would be boring as shit. They're doing that all the time, right?
Yeah.
And so obviously it's just like, yeah, like, oh, yeah, well, that's their job and they've got to promote it, but it's just like, you would be bored eventually. And they ask the same questions over and over again. You probably would get... And obviously the thing is, those ones where they are grumpy and shitty are probably the ones people want to watch.
Yeah, for sure. People watch Hugh Grant for his grumpiness and, like, back chat.
As in, it'll be like, oh, that's a bit of drama. Why not?
Whereas Chris Pine is trying his fucking best to get something out of Hugh Grant. And he's like trying to be all like jovial and happy and excited. Yeah. He does a great job. And you got all the young cast as well. I'd be like, oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, of course.
Let's do all these lad Bible challenges and shit. Wow.
Yeah, right.
Let's eat some American food.
Let's read some tweets about us. Yeah. I know what you mean. Fuck me, man. That's such a... So how quickly that's become a trope.
Yeah.
Of like, you know...
Celebrities getting put through the ringer.
Yeah.
For our entertainment.
It's a weird one, isn't it? Where maybe that's just our age, where we're just... I feel like it's just, like, so true. Like, I still need entertainment products in my life, don't get me wrong. I still think actors can do a great job. I still think good stories can be told. But I don't... You know, I also don't really feel like those things really enrich the medium, you know?
It's just about, like, being present, isn't it, and being visible. So it's like, oh, why did I see Hugh Grant recently? And it's like, oh, he's in a film. And, oh, what film is it? And it's like, then, bam, you're talking about the film.
Yeah.
So it's all just awareness, getting them in your face, and
it's just exhausting, isn't it?
There is a part of me that's like, I do want to see what Americans think of British confectionery food. So they're tapping into something.
Yeah, I think that's it. It's probably just that I've seen it before, I guess, and now I'm just like,
Yeah, we haven't seen that specific celeb from that movie.
Yeah, but I don't
it.
Care about specific celebrities that much, really. I don't think I do. I don't think I care about...
You don't care about Triple H and what he thinks about Monster Munch.
Triple H?
Yeah, he did one recently.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, just the world just seems very too serious to care about that stuff as much anymore.
Too serious?
You know? Well, you've got people like fucking David Attenborough desperately pleading with the world to stop killing it. And like, one, the last episode of his series, he's like in his 90s. He's like, he could be doing something fucking else than begging the UK government to fix the rivers. But like, they wouldn't even broadcast the last episode of that doc, like the Nature doc, on TV. They put it onto iPlayer.
Because it was so harrowing.
Because it's just like, not what they want to communicate, I
you
guess.
You need to watch more rom-coms, mate. I think it's...
But like, I mean, like, you see stuff like that and you're like, how... Ugh, I don't know, it's just a bit...
Just watch a celebrity eating some British food, mate.
I know.
Bury your head in the sand like me.
I mean, I'm not really saying there's anything... Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not being like this whole, like, oh, nobody should be having fun because it's so shit. Like, I get that. I do. I understand. And I am still hopeful, but it is a bit like...
I think we need
is there
to,
not like another, like, sure, make a cool film, make a fun film, make a funny film, but like, it's just all the bits in between, all the cream cheese they put between the slices of bread, you know, that just sort of, it's just unnecessary ooze, isn't it? Just
you don't want cream cheese between your bread?
I'd like a little
you
bit.
You just want bread.
But like the appropriate amount, not like this sort of like stuff more, you know, the, what's that Monty Python sketch when they're feeding that guy constantly, just feeding him into
The Meaning of Life,
maybe, and they give him a little mint at the end.
Laugh it in
the yeah. I feel like that kind of is a very good metaphor for
that's humanity.
Yeah,
and the waffle to mint is what, capitalism,
consuming, I think,
consumerism.
Yeah, I guess. But I mean,
yeah. I think people are just overwhelmed. I mean, I think obviously you went through the pandemic, had to go through all that shit, and obviously everyone was paying attention to all the disaster news that's coming in.
I'm just glad Attenborough survived that.
Yeah.
Huh?
I'm just glad Attenborough survived COVID.
Oh, yeah. I mean, also, obviously, like...
Not that we're post-COVID, by the way.
I think that he's an excellent totem for representing a really the most important thing, you know, of the health of the world. But at the same time, he was an incredibly sort of, like... privileged man, you know. He's
absolutely
he was like the archetypal, like,
he made Jurassic Park, didn't he?
No that yeah he did, and like that's important.
That's pretty privileged.
That's pretty good, you know. The dude set up a whole park where they actually literally resurrected dinosaurs, which you gotta remember that. I mean, you just gotta bear all these things in mind.
Without that, Chris Pratt wouldn't have had a career in
exactly
Hollywood, would he?
Without that, we wouldn't get Chris Pratt fucking shoved down our throats once a year at least after
Christian,
you know,
Christian and Proud.
Well, yeah, but I guess it's not necessarily that I'm mad at him about, you know.
I am.
I didn't think he was that funny in Parks and
Rec. His homophobic church.
Well, yeah. It's not ideal, is it?
No.
No.
He says he's not part of that church that was homophobic and part of the other one. That's also homophobic. Lol. Anyway.
Leslie Knope is the best character by a country mile.
Great actress.
Yeah. Anyway. That's all I've got to say. That's my rant over.
Okay.
Glad we got the important point out of the end.
And what were you stealing from 10 Downing Street again? You're stealing the door.
What are you stealing?
I'm stealing, what was I going to steal? The surveillance tapes so I can...
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Rishi's underwear? That's just a suggestion.
The fuck would you steal? What would you care about enough? I mean...
All the stationery.
Just get a load of stationery. Just plenty of...
I bet they got pockets. Some good Bics in there.
Some biscuits.
Bics. No, as in
oh,
like
pens.
The pen.
Sorry, I thought you were saying like biscuits, short biscuits. I think they probably got some good biscuits as well. I don't think I'd get round to the pens after I'd been stealing everything else. It'd take a top.
Do you reckon they got a kitchen with chefs in there?
Like yeah,
a canteen
probably.
Kind of.
Yeah, it's probably shit.
It'll be a canteen, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be some grim canteen kind of thing. But they probably host foreign dignitaries there now and then, so they might be pretty good.
I'd steal all their projectors so they can't have proper meetings.
Not the OHPs.
You'd ruin their meetings.
Holy shit.
What would you take, Ross? You've got to pick something that you're not going to get implicated.
Maybe that golden staff, the rod.
The one that killed Jesus.
Or was it? No, the one where. Is it Black Rod? No, that's a person. That's a role, isn't it? Bob's, I'll take their rod.
Black rod's in Parliament. The rod, it's yeah. So the
yeah, maybe it's in
not
Downing
held
Street.
In Downing Street, is it?
I don't know.
No, the rod. I think black rod is the person. He's right. Black rod is like the character or the role.
They carry a rod.
Yeah, which is the. It's the one that rests next to the central part of the middle table of Parliament. So I think that's where it stays. I don't think it stays in number 10.
Black rod. So fucking dumb.
It is.
God,
I mean,
damn.
The coronation kind of highlighted a lot of that. Of just like this pomp and ceremony is like again another one of these things I was sort of saying. It's where you're just like. Man, it is 2023. We got some big issues, and we're like, this crazy shit is going on in front of us. And it's, I'm not necessarily criticizing the royals, blah blah blah. I like England's history; it's interesting, it's exciting.
I love the colonial bit.
It just looks fucking nuts on TV when, like, you know, have the coronation smaller, more private. I don't know, but it's just a bit like. Just feels a bit fucking weird.
Oh, weird.
Like
it's
weird
lovely,
priorities.
It's like patriotic.
But I don't even think people thought that. I think most people were like, eh, I don't have a particularly big feelings about it either way.
They all look really miserable.
Well, that's because of the thing.
They're not allowed to
show joy in your coronation because that's rising above your station and gloating to the peasants.
So weird.
Yeah, it's
I think
it's
they should
odd.
Be fucking happy. It's like, yes, give me the crown.
I get to be part of this insanely dysfunctional family.
Like, yeah, it was just a bit cringy to watching it.
It felt kind of weird. I don't think it achieved anything particularly positive for the royal family or the image of the royal family because it's
deteriorated.
Some people have
so
those
much.
Little pies in the streets.
Coronation yeah,
pies.
But like those people, like they need to inspire younger people. They need to give younger people a reason to like care for all these older people that are going to age and need care. You know, like it's just causing division. I think like younger people, I think a lot of people just looked at it and went like,
that's pointless.
What the fuck is this? You know, like a lot of people are really concerned about their future, disenfranchised about like their experience of being in the UK. And it's just like, it just looks nuts.
To be fair, we might see another one soon because he's pretty old, isn't he?
Well, I don't know. Liz did pretty well, didn't she?
If he's a man. You've seen his fingers. That's heart disease. There's something
he's
going on.
He's got a heart problem, for sure.
There's something going on there.
You've seen his fingers.
Yeah. That is a
no, I think it's
a
sign.
Is it like
a
monkey's
disease?
Hand? Like every time he gets closer to death, one of them curls around for good.
Can't uncurl it, yeah.
Yeah.
It feels like the kind of fingers that would squeak when they move.
Yeah.
There's so much pressure in there.
Yeah.
They look like they were about to burst. I mean,
Prince Charles.
Get the king on Corey instead of doing a coronation. That'll connect with the people. Get the king on Corey.
Get the king on Corey.
Imagine that.
Yeah, I think with the monarchy, it's kind of like religion as a kid. You're like indoctrinated by your parents.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or your school or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's what makes you care about it. Whereas a lot of kids have access to the wider world now.
Yeah.
Through social media, through the internet, and realize how much of a farce it really is.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think there is a disconnect between like what England is trying to provide as like this is your history, and the kids are like, we don't give a shit. This is outdated.
Yeah.
And really, you know, not the place for it, considering the problems of the world. They're much more informed now.
They are, those whippersnappers, those fucking TikToking whippersnappers.
I'd hate to be one though. I would hate to be a kid right now.
Imagine having the social access. Media following.
Yeah, exactly.
At school or whatever. Like,
we were so lucky to be like in the information age as it developed, and we kind of reaped the benefits of being in the wild west of the internet when it wasn't.
So we're the boomers of the internet, is what you're saying?
Oh, we are.
Yes, yeah.
Big time.
But we don't. Our history isn't on the internet. Like our wild teenage years and all our embarrassing times aren't archived on history on the internet permanently for everyone to see, and you know, go through when you're looking up your CVs and stuff. Like, that's not on there, which is so lucky.
I think it'd be so annoying, because if there was someone who was just, like, was up their own ass, and, like, had, like, a shitload of followers for some random TikTok or what they did, and, like, at school, that would just be weird. I imagine that's probably a reality for a lot of people, where it's just like, oh, it's that girl who does the TikToks, you've seen
it. Maybe it's, like...
Or whoever.
Maybe it's a desensitization thing.
Like it's popular...
Yeah, they got OnlyFans, or, yeah, they post all their, you know, wild parties and shit and all the stuff they've done online. That's normal. Everyone has that.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think, like, you know, I remember secondary school, there was always people who you'd envy for being, like, more attractive, better at sports,
yeah, but
you know, like, things
face.
Like that.
And there's now a stat that...
Well, you can just unfollow and block
in
things.
In that situation, yeah, sure, but in that situation where we were at school, like, there was no metrics for it. It was just like, oh yeah, that person's quite popular, whatever. Well, that person does this, that, and the other. But here you have literally numbers. Oh, they've got X amount of followers, X amount, whatever. And it's like, yeah, that must be like quite the a weird scenario for like,
yeah,
I can imagine it being like a
it's quite, it becomes
well.
Quite a
well,
I think tangible
I'd only care
thing.
About the numbers if they were able to leverage it to create like wealth, really, you know,
sure,
like,
well, and they probably do, and
so, which is no different to just envying people for their wealth as you grow
yeah.
up as well.
We I guess it's just the fact that it's just so much more aware. I just feel like it'd be something quite
as
different
a kid,
from,
like,
very different from when we were at school.
We care about wealth as more of an adult kind of thing. I feel like as a kid it's all about social standing and where you fit
status,
in
yeah.
right
mm.
but yeah, wealth comes into it because obviously you can get the rich kids that have everything that it helps their social standing, but also yeah. it's just like you just want to be part of the cool group in school. And that cool group has got over 1,000 followers, and you're not allowed in unless you have that.
So can you imagine that?
It's such a tangible thing. Stat, though. Everyone's got a stat now.
Yeah, but we had our Kings of Chaos armies.
Don't bring up Kings of Chaos.
I remember that.
Text-based website
where you had to load this website every day, and it would give you a renewed amount of troops, and then you could go and fight like text-based battles, and then it would upgrade how big your army was.
Fucking hell, I've never heard of this.
Kings of Chaos, yeah. yeah. And like you could get more army members if you sent a referral email to somebody.
Weird.
So really, Trot, it's just Kings of Chaos.
It's just Kings of Chaos.
Taken to an extreme.
Yeah.
And I don't care for the kids, Christopher.
I think it would just be a case of like you'd be surrounded by ego and
yes.
jealousy and the fact
sounds
that it's all
like secondary school though, doesn't
but,
it?
But it is,
like,
but it'd be worse. That's what we were saying. Like,
yeah,
we wouldn't want
probably.
To grow up in that now because it's. I reckon it's even worse now. Whereas we barely had a fucking phone, or if we yes. did have a phone, it could text.
Snake 2.
You could have yeah. Snake 2 on its Nokia.
I was the one with Snake.
Yeah,
and
it's
was
just like
glorious.
Yeah, and that was about it. Like, and it was kind of like MSN Messenger.
Yeah.
Sure, but even then, that's.
It was all very localized, though. It was like you could talk to your groups of people and the weird pedo on the internet.
And the people on the internet from America that nobody stopped me talking to at 11 years old, and I'm fine.
See, apparently, there's like a huge issue with pornography affecting 8-year olds. As
Whoa.
Young as 8. Who
wow.
are online, as in they're viewing
Fucking
pornography
hell.
Online.
That's the
and
age
obviously
of
it's
my
messing.
Nephew.
Yeah, and 8.
Yeah.
God, is he 8?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. That's,
I'm looking at that stuff already, Trot.
That's something really old.
Hell,
Trot.
You used to be a better uncle.
But yeah, like that's it's affecting kids as young as that. And it's like, obviously, you know, they're all just going to grow up with fucking limp dicks and misguided fantasies about what women are like or whoever.
My
like,
dick's so calloused because I started
Why
so early.
Why would they have limp dicks?
Because their expectations are different.
Is that how it works, is it?
Well, that's the theory, yeah. Not just that. It's just as in their expectations do not match what is reality.
I'm as much of a fan of a violent diagnosis as anybody else, and saying that they're all going to grow up with limp dicks and you know absolutely
fucked up brains. So yeah. Like that's it. Like
I mean, yeah, possibly
they're like looking at fucking this fantasy of like what's not really a realistic scenario necessarily, and applying
what
it
would
to
you
real
say,
life.
What would you say is the solution to that?
Don't go anywhere near those 8-year-olds.
Fuck's sake.
Well, the solution, well, obviously, they're desperately trying to figure out a solution, right?
Yeah.
As in, like, they can't. They're trying to, you know, ban porn in various places or have age or ID cards to access all of this stuff.
It's just fucking stupid. It
would
never
imagine,
works. It never works.
Well, no.
Education.
Yeah, the problem is the solution is really fucking difficult. So instead, like 9 times out of 10, you use the shit solution, which doesn't really work. And so, like, I guess all you can do is let Jesus take the wheel and be the guy that says, I don't think we should regulate it. Yeah. I mean, guns,
but these
let's
the,
regulate them.
But these
porn,
are the people who
you can convince a person.
Up,
I know.
Be, end up being,
I know.
You know, the people who we have to deal with when we're older. And it's like, oh, they're making decisions, but their brains are addled and fucked from all the pornography they consume from the age of 8.
From the age of 8.
Potentially,
arguably,
I don't know.
Arguably, that change has always happened, though, right? Like, as in, it's like the whole adage about how, like, horror films used to be rated much higher with much less violence in them, you know? And that creep.
It's the same conversation.
That creep changes. And yeah, you're right. Absolutely. These people will grow up to be the next citizens of tomorrow and change the culture and the mindset of, like, much has, like, you know, our generations and have changed their opinions on a lot of things, and we find that normal now. I guess it will reflect us in some weird way. Maybe if a person, us, leaped forward 200 years and saw how liberal and potentially weird
porn will be on every,
everyone's become.
Every building has pornography on it.
Then yeah, we would be shocked. Wow. But like,
I mean, obviously, I guess in a way.
It's just about what people want, right? And I think like the problem is you need people to be like, yo, porn exists. It's fucking weird sometimes. It's certainly not a healthy version of relations most people would say.
Kids are finding
they don't know that, and that's what I'm saying. You need
on
people,
every new social media platform, this is the type of thing that creeps through first. Yeah. Like, oh shit, we probably should block that first.
And you need people to tell them that, and that's why you need to pay teachers enough so that they feel like their jobs are worth doing.
Porn only exists
and not spend money on banning things through governmental procedures.
I wonder what sex education is like now. Ours was shit.
You've got to think why porn exists, right?
Yeah.
I think it's because it's an outlet for our ultimately prudish Western ideals.
It could be.
So,
or it's an extreme take on one element of the human psyche of like, you know, desire and like fucked up things you'd never want to do to a real, be the person doing to another person, but might enjoy because that's part of your human mind. Go on.
Sorry. I think there's always going to be an extreme version of something, right?
So, yeah.
But if you normalize just nudity and sex and all that normal stuff, there's like...
Yeah, I know, exactly. It'd be less fucking painful.
Like violence in films.
Yeah.
No one really gives a shit about it. And don't connect it with real life violence unless you're an idiot.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness. All through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Oh, watching like horror movies by Quentin Tarantino. Yeah. You're gonna murder someone if you watch too much of that.
But then arguably you could say that those things do change. Like, you know, fuck, combat footage, r/combat footage on Reddit is certainly... changed my perspective of war, and like whether
in a positive way, as in like it's not
well
glorified.
I've never wanted to be in a war in the first place, but I certainly don't want to be in one now.
It makes you more aware of like army recruitment and how they glorify it. It's like a big holiday, and you get to travel the world, and it's now you get to watch a drone blow
but
up
what
your
I'm
mate.
Saying is like is that necessarily a bad or a good thing? You know, like your mindset and the things you take for like okay and not okay are very dependent on the context in which you live.
Yeah.
You know, like if you were having to face the realities of war every day on your doorstep, you might actually think, oh, fuck, maybe I do need a little bit of like knowing what this is going to be like so I can prepare the resilience I'm needed to survive it. You know, it's about survival and it's about luxury, and luxury is very much... not getting fucked up by things, you know, like not being fucked up by porn, not being fucked up by war. And those things only exist because you happen to be in a particular context. Like, you know, if you get to go to a really good school that has people to explain these things better to you, if you get to live a peaceful life, like...
I don't think the solution is hiding all of that from you as if it doesn't exist.
Yeah. I don't think so either, personally. I think, but the thing is, it's much more expensive and much more difficult to maintain a context where all of that shit can happen in a positive way to you than what the modern world seems to be throwing at us.
I think that ultimately, for it to work in our society, capitalist society, it just needs to be profitable, right?
Yeah.
So you need to profit, like, oh, we're realizing that more like... nudity in our films like Game of Thrones or whatever is actually drawing in a bigger audience, and therefore we're normalizing it through media and entertainment.
Yeah.
And that way...
But I think this is something a lot of people would agree on, regardless of your particular take on any sort of spectrum, is that nudity in and of itself probably shouldn't be as scandalous as it has as it's been. You know,
it's
like
it's
you're born fucking nude,
right?
You know, you shower every day, probably nude. I don't, obviously, I wear a tight neoprene suit, but...
I'm a never nude, too.
Never clean.
Yeah, never clean either. but, like, I think that is one example of it. I think what people mostly have problems with is, like, extreme acts. Going back to the porn thing, like, extreme sexual acts that could be dangerous and or extremely emotionally damaging if not done in a way that is safe. But, I mean, also just... It's very, very hard to... You know, I know Louis Theroux and people like that have done documentaries on this, in that, like, it's very hard to survive being a performer in the sex industry without trauma. And so, like, I guess there's always that.
That's it's why, like, you know, OnlyFans and stuff like that is really taken off, because it takes out that industry element.
Yes.
It doesn't, it still exposes you to the audience, and some of which are really toward and abusive, sure.
Yeah.
But you can separate yourself from quite a harsh industry.
Yeah.
And be your own boss.
You can. I think, like all independent choices, it comes with its own risks and its own caveats. Much like someone who chooses to drink a lot, it's their own choice. They get to enjoy drinking, but there is some damage there.
I wouldn't compare alcoholism to being on OnlyFans.
No, what I'm saying is it exposes you to negatives, downsides, right? Weirdos, creeps, judgment from, I think, a society which still at large probably does think a bit like, not quite as liberally as the point you're making, if you know what I mean. Like, I think that really...
I think you should definitely have awareness of that, and it's down to OnlyFans to supply that awareness.
And as a creator on such a platform, you need to be in a position where you're like, I am 100% comfortable with what I'm doing and 100% capable of talking about it and
setting boundaries,
and defending
right?
it and setting boundaries. You know, like, if you are fully confident in all those ways, then 100% go for it. Like, I do think
I just
that
need
there
the
is
okay from you guys. That's,
yeah, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
We all have OnlyFans. Every single person has an OnlyFans, and they just show everything. So everyone then just becomes
it's a government requirement.
But let me ask you why before something like OnlyFans,
everyone's naked,
and before like you say, before the individual empowerment, the removing of some harmful elements that existed within the sex industry, or say let's say the pornographic industry. Why is it that when people went into porn, like when it wasn't considered a, like, you know, you don't go to school and they say, hey, you know what, you can be an engineer, you can be a priest, you can be a baker, you can be a mother or a father, you can be a porn actress, you know, or a porn actor. Like, why isn't that, like, if that isn't in the mainstream, like, work, like, mind, why would you say that is? Because people perhaps don't think you should go into porn? Or
why do movies allow gratuitous violence but not nudity?
Yeah, like, exactly.
It's just sometimes it's just wrong,
but
right?
Those movies aren't real, like sex, like, but you know, porn is in a
it's
way
a reflection on what we consider normal.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point I'm getting at. It's about what's seen as like mainstream normal, like largely accepted for any person you talk to, that this is a job.
I could argue it's down to religion and history.
But I don't think it is. It's
I think, advertising to a bunch of school kids that they should become sex workers is probably... There's probably other caveats there of you're telling a bunch of kids to get into sex work.
And this is what I'm trying to get at.
Their children.
Like,
that's probably not... That has its own thing in itself. Where it's like, I mean, I'm sure they're aware that's a job. It's just, they're probably saying, doctors and firemen because... It's just an easier route, and also not
exactly. Doesn't expose the person to as much things that require as much resilience. If you know what I mean, like, as in, like, it's a hard road to walk, I think, and it's probably still is. So, like, I don't know. I think that it just requires horses for courses, as they say. I think it requires strong people to do difficult jobs in strong in different ways.
That's the thing, they don't advertise oil drilling, do they? Is
no.
Another alternative.
Yeah, yeah.
There's all sorts, yeah. I mean...
High risk.
I don't even know what they advertise these jobs for us.
But they need it, though, to make the capitalist world go round. We need those oil drillers.
They wouldn't be advertising YouTubers, would they?
One of the most requested jobs.
But it's just like they're not going to be saying, the ideal job is to become a YouTuber.
Yeah.
Probably just because, like, after this, it's like saying, you want to be a famous singer, do you? Or you want to be a famous this, that, and the other. It's like...
They want stuff that's
like... down to luck. It's like if you've got a skill and specific talent in a specific area, then go with it. But, you know.
It's a complicated thing, isn't it? I don't think we can solve it.
Oh, I don't think there's
no solution. Oh, no, I think we should ban all porn.
But do you think that... but in 100 years' time, do you think that it'll just become like porn would be so mundane?
Exactly,
because it's everywhere and everyone's seen it. It's just like
it's
not as a taboo.
I think so,
because it's not a taboo now, is it?
No, everything goes around in cycles, right? Everything does. Everything in the world, in our existence, goes round in cycles. And one day, you're right, I think we'll get to a point where like any sex act, any form of nudity, any discussion around sexuality will be just mundane.
There'll be political broadcasts.
All I'm getting is a parallel.
Prime Minister
like,
fucking on the advert, and go, we fuck. Vote for us.
But like, then something nice, else cool. will come along, which
that's
becomes
so normal. I'm
going to
go for that guy.
Yeah, yeah, that guy seems like a normal fucker. Yeah. And then there's another guy who's pissing fucker. In another like, guy's mouth, yeah, just like, and he's trying to speak through the piss.
Piss drinkers alike will love it, and it'll be like, well, I drink my own piss. I drink other people's piss all the time because it's normal. It's a normal thing to do.
Yeah,
and so everything will become it'll become a baseline where everything that you consider the worst and taboo things are all just part of the status quo
until something comes along where it's like, you know, like really weird shit, like fucking
it's
your
gonna
ghost
have to, thing is
th- fucking your digital ghost,
it's gonna have to get weirder.
Yeah, that's the thing, it has to get
everything
weirder.
Everything you've known about the weirdest thing you've seen now,
these predictions are so
it's gonna be
wanky.
So normal,
strap in,
in 100
it's getting
years time,
weirder,
it's gonna get weirder.
I think
we're
this is
old,
like
old men as we're like, this was really weird, but now it's like this is happening in front of me in the lounge. This
is
amazing.
The classic, like, seeing a thing as it is now and how it's developed, and then doing a classic, like, straight line that's going to go that way. Yeah. Like, people in the fucking 80s are like, we're going to have flying cars in the year 2000, or, like, the phone is going to get more and more bigger and have more and more features. It hasn't gone that way, has it?
Well it does. Like, it's just not in mass.
They're folding them, some of those phones.
They've actually become more and more boring.
Yeah.
And they've unionized and, like, conform to the same blank.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Shell.
Yeah, a new phone is less exciting if you've got the one before, or even 2 years before. Like, what?
But if you
want
to predict, like, when the first iPhone came out, it's like the screen's going to get bigger. Like, they're getting bigger every year, and like they're just going to keep getting bigger and bigger. And I feel like that is like it's going to get more and more porny. I think that's the. It's not going to be a linear path like that.
But again, stay away from the 8-year-olds.
Ideally, yeah.
They're the ones
they
who
are
be,
real perverts.
They're
perverts
gonna be the trendsetters for the next crazy taboos. They will be. They'll be on the same.
We look to children
setting benchmarks
for the minds of tomorrow.
My goodness.
Let me tell you, the minds of tomorrow are kinky fucks.
They're so kinky.
It is
compared to you prudes.
It's something. It's something to think about.
So I'd steal a door from Downing Street.
Steal a door. I'll just take a load of loose cables. There's nothing I want.
Just unplug some computers.
I'm going to take all the secret documents that they haven't
secret
told them,
documents.
And then I'll rifle through them later.
I'm always annoyed at how sort of pedestrian both the inside of Number 10 and the inside of the White House look. They always look like a sort of like a Home Alone house from the sort of late 90s.
Yeah. And the White House looks a bit more interesting.
But as it's in, like it's interesting, quite it looks dated. More, like, yeah, it looks like an old, like, you know, it looks like an American rich family's house from like 2000.
Yeah. I want it to be like an insane billionaire's like facility.
Yeah. You know, I want to look like Avengers HQ.
Yeah. You where know? You like have eye scanners and then you come in and then Jarvis is a 3D hologram. It's like, the House of Commons today welcomes you.
Welcome to the House of Commons.
And then you sit in a seat and it moves you to your seat. And then you plug
again, it's Number 10, not the Houses of Parliament, we will say.
Number 10.
Yeah. They are separate things.
House of Commons, I said.
Yeah, House of Commons is in the Houses of Parliament.
Yeah.
Mm. Fucking hell, Trot.
You got that wrong, didn't you? I admit my mistake.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's that hypothetical
that
rant.
That is that hypothetical
We've got
rant.
Roughly 6 minutes or five
minutes.
Oh, now
wow.
To debate.
There were some news stories from last week. I mean, we covered the guy who was the sperm donor who got 550 children. That was
he went for the high score, didn't he?
He went for the high score.
Do you think they're all going to be perverts too? Do you think they've do you think
they won't know?
They've inherited the pervert gene.
I don't think they would ever want to.
We
find
found
out.
The perv gene.
This is it. Look at this guy. Horny fucker. 500.
This was quite an interesting one. It was a very strange one. And it was. It came up a couple of times. Let's see. Mm. Let's just go with this. This is a guy who wanted to be constantly high, right?
Well, that's not going to work.
And so he drilled a hole in his own skull.
That sounds like something that a person who takes a lot of drugs might do.
If he was already high, it's like maybe. Well, a good idea. Is what? I should drill a hole in my skull.
What is the thought process?
Well, I don't know. Let's see.
You don't know?
Well, the thought process was that...
You saw the title again.
No, I did read this one.
Let us know. Give us some details.
So his name's Joe Mellon. Yeah. He's a former member of the Swinging 60s Acid Revolution. Opening some...
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
He devised a plan to ensure that he could be indefinitely tripping through an archaic process known as trepanation.
Trepanation.
And as daunting as it sounds, he attempted the procedure not once, not twice, but a stomach churning three times before he quite literally hit the nail on the head.
Nice.
good.
This is so gross.
Mellon gave the phrase chasing a high a whole new definition after being introduced to the bizarre concept of trepanation back in the heyday of Ibiza in 1965. In case you're not clued up on the skull drilling process, trepanation or trepanning?
Yeah, it's a weird word.
Is widely considered to be one of the oldest surgical procedures known to humanity. It refers to a surgical procedure in which a circular piece of bone is drilled or scraped, then excised, most commonly from the human skull.
Yeah. So they found a load of skulls back in the day with like these holes in the top of them. And they're like, what the fuck are these? And yeah, it turns out they were using it to like, when they thought people were possessed or when they were like trying to relieve like chronic head pain.
Release it from the body.
Literally, they thought like, we need to let it out, that the bone is creating a barrier.
Yeah.
And they I think there are still surgical procedures that sometimes involve removing bits of the skull to help with injuries. So I don't want to say it's complete nonsense, but in this case, it does sound unnecessary.
Oh yeah, it sounds unnecessary. I mean, I think he even admitted that he thought it was ridiculous. But he didn't have he couldn't afford a proper drill, so he used like a corkscrew style thing.
Couldn't afford a proper drill.
Which is odd, which is like...
Fuck it.
He said, at the time, I was broke and I certainly couldn't afford an electric drill, which, what was that, 30 quid?
Yeah, I mean, a cheap one, yeah.
I don't know what time he actually did it, it doesn't say. So he bought a hand trepan from a surgical instrument shop. So I guess that's one of those...
Yeah.
You spin that bad boy.
Fuck me.
He said it was difficult. It was like trying to uncork a bottle of wine from the inside.
God.
Which is kind of fucked.
This doesn't even sound real.
Like, how do you anesthetize yourself?
So anyway, he did it once. He said it wasn't a great high. It's just restoring to a youthful level of vitality. This vitality that you lose when you hit adulthood. About a year on, he tried it again, and he did remove some skull, but not enough to be satisfied. There's more description of that, which I don't need to go into.
That's made me feel quite sick.
Yeah, and then he did it a third time. When he said I did it in the evening, went to bed at 11 p.m. feeling good, and I could still feel it when I woke up the next morning. Then realized this is it, I'm done. So like,
he's
just
not
an open
putting, like,
hole.
Drugs on his hole.
No, I don't think so.
I thought he was going to like try and drop acid directly onto the brain.
But like, do you cover that hole? Surely you cover that hole.
I think this guy might have it. Sort of some form of mental illness.
Do you think so? Well, third time is the charm. That's where it ends. It didn't even tell me like how further that's gone. But
so all this article says is if you cut enough holes in your skull, you'll feel permanently high.
Yeah, actually, you feel fine. He was all right after the third one.
It said he's got the vitality of someone younger.
Or he's drilled into his fucking brain.
This is like him leveraging the ultimate placebo effect. He's like, if I give myself a brutal enough injury, I will convince myself I feel great.
Stopping doing that.
Yeah. So anyway, he might actually feel permanently high now because his brain's gone, that was enough, bro.
Please stop
trying to drill holes in your fucking skull.
He's now got three holes like a bowling ball.
He does. That's a pretty big upside.
Well, yeah, I don't think he fully went through with the first two. This is the thing.
Oh, like, he kind of started.
What pussy?
Yeah. So either way, it's messed up, but supposedly it's a stimulating process.
So like anti everything.
It's not funny.
Survival in me is like, don't drill into your head.
God no, because I know what. Yeah, that's such a bizarrely risky thing to try and do to yourself. But there you go. He did it. He tried and supposedly found a result. I don't know how long that's going to last for. Whether you're going to get surely you get an infection or something.
Heal. It'll try and heal. You wouldn't, exactly. You wouldn't want an open wound in your head.
Do you think he went
put plaster on it?
The brain's exposed, do you think?
Oh, he probably can scratch his own brain. He can probably get a skull fucked.
Do you need someone to, like, you know, when you like drill into wood and you got all that dust?
Yeah.
You like blow it out. He can't do it on the back of his head. So no. Who's blowing that out? Has he got like a fan or something? Or
I don't think it creates as much sawdust as wood does. But I think
bone crumbles into dust, doesn't it?
I don't think it will. Well, depends how moist it is.
Dusty, I'm sure.
I'm sure you could. But I mean, he's not using an electric drill, so it's not going to create that much friction.
Right? You had a cork.
Yeah, just a hand-driven one. So like,
anyway,
that's enough of that.
That was the weird
thing. That's it. You'd hold your nose and then blow the dust out the back of your head,
like a whale hole. Yeah,
bit of brain pops out of there like a hernia.
Oh God,
Play-Doh.
Well done. This is what you can do with your freedom. You can watch weird porn. You can drill holes in your own head.
That's the freedom we wanted.
To know that's even a thing is crazy.
This is the downsides of freedom. The downsides of agency.
Yeah.
And obviously, that guy hit a wall where he just felt like he had to do that.
Yeah, when you take that many drugs and you're looking to stay high constantly, which does sound like a nightmare. Being high constantly,
I think he's saying his high is basically a normality, a sense of normality.
Like he needs to get there.
But like the contrast is what makes it noticeable. You know, it's like when you sit in a bath for too long and you're
maybe if he plugs the hole in, it stops being high and it takes it out and it gets him high.
It's like a fun hole. Let me unplug my fun chimney. Hey, can you see my brain? I can, and it's disgusting.
That's fucked up.
That's disgusting. Anyway.
Thank you for listening to today. Sorry for that end bit there. I hope your brain's not leaking out from that. We hope you all have a great week. We'll be back next week. I want to say a big special thanks to all our supporters, like Patreon, YouTube members, Twitch subscribers. You can get the ad-free version of this on Patreon. And if you want to send us a little fingle, please send it to our email, hatchat@hat-films.com. Much like, was it Carnadi?
Yeah, on this one it was Carnadi.
Carnadine?
Wait.
Carnadine.
Hang on, I went too far. Yeah, Carnadine.
Carnadine. Apologies.
I don't know why I'm saying it so wrong every time.
Carnadine.
Carnadine.
Carnadine. Carnadine. Carnadine, like can't die, but not.
And we'll feature it at the start and the end, and we very much appreciate those little fingers.
Yeah, we've had some good ones.
We'll also send in hypotheticals as well. Most of those recently have been from you guys, so thank you for those.
Well, yeah, they weren't too bad this time. Sometimes I visibly wince, but this time it was...
You see the ones that I vet on the internet. They're so boring.
Yeah, there are a lot of boring people out there. It's a challenge.
So I appreciate the input. Thank you. And we'll see you all next week. Goodbye from Hacked Films.
Bye.
Bye.